Rosh Hashavas, Parsh B'Shalom, Tavshin Ayin Tes.
Okay. What does the word Shkia mean?
Sunset.
Now, the sun, says, is the ball of the sun, and then the rays, the light that's coming from the sun. So when the ball sets, it could be still light outside. It could still be light outside. So Shkia, when it's the ball sets, or when the whole thing sets and it's dark outside. So that's the question, more or less, between the Goyinim and the Rabbeinu Tam, right? The 72-minute idea. The Goyinim say Shkia is when the ball of the sun's down. It's still technically, it could be still some light outside. But the Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's not until it's dark. The whole sun is down. Now, there's something called Bein Hashmashes. What's Bein Hashmashes? Bein Hashmashes. What's
between the suns.
Oh, so the Goyinim learn, right? We know you like the Goyinim, that Shkia is, let's say, at 5 o'clock. And then there's Bein Hashmashes for 13 and a half minutes, let's say. 13 and a half minutes. And at the end of the 13 and a half minutes, is Laila. So Bein Hashmashes means between when the ball of the sun went down to when the ball of the sun with its rays went down. That's Bein Hashmashes, the two settings of the sun. That's Bein Hashmashes. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after what we call Shkia. Therefore, it's Yoim until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you didn't shake a lulavet, you didn't blow shofar yet, you could do it for that next 58 minutes. Still yoim. Because the sun's not down yet. So what's Bein Hashmashes? Bein Hashmashes means between when the sun comes up and goes down, and the moon comes out, and until when the moon's going to go away. So Shmash is referring to the sun and the moon. According to Rabbein Tam, it's interesting. 58 and a half minutes is Shkia. For the next 13 and a half minutes is Bein Hashmashes, and then Seis is after, is at 72. Okay, now. So Rabbein Tam actually was talking about it.
I thought
Rabbein Tam was coming. That's because they're following the sheet of the Goyinim. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein had a chiddush where he figured out how dark it was at 72 minutes at the time of the Karban Pesach, which is what he's talking about over there, which is when the sun is 16.1 degrees below the sea level. I'm just telling you words. Don't ask me questions on this. And therefore, he worked out what time that would be, what level of darkness that is, right? The world is round. And the sun's in different positions, winter, summer. Kids, he figured out ABCD, and he said that the Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam would be 50 minutes after Shkia in New York City, and it's so would be 39 minutes. That's what he said. So, Kabbalim, that's Shkia and Bein Hashmashes.
Rabbeinu Tam was talking about this.
What?
What was he talking about, Rabbeinu Tam?
And Tom was coming to answer up a steer of Gemara's, which is talking about Bavon. Bavon and Eretz Yisrael at the same altitude. Uh-huh. So, and...
So how do you get Rav Moshe make it shorter?
He's
talking about Yisrael anyway.
It's a good question.
Is it a big map like this in America?
No, so now, there are certain Hasidim, Satma, Kleisenberg, where they were noig back in Satma, the city Satma, back in Kleisenberg, they were noig Rabbeinu Tam, halacha l'maisa. There were many Sfaradim also. They were noig Rabbeinu Tam, halacha l'maisa. So when did Shabbos start? 58 and a half minutes after what we call Shkia. They had another 58 and a half. Shabbos went for another 58 and a half minutes plus 13 and a half. So, so that was the famous story that when Samarov came to America, they called together a meeting, and everyone agreed
18 minutes.
That we're going to, everyone's gonna stop doing malacha by what we call Shkia, even if you hold that Shkia is really late on. Now, what comes out is as follows: that Wednesday Sefer Shabbos. So according to us, Sefer Shabbos. Let's first ask a question. How many minutes is Tosefes Shabbos? How many minutes? So, two or three? That's the Bashtas. The Mishmur has a Chiddush 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But the accepted minute is, let's say, two or three. And if you want to add more, you should add more. When are we doing that? According to our minute that we keep Shkia, what we call Shkia, since before Shkia. On that, the Rebbein Tam says, the Ramban who follows the Shita Rebbein Tam, he says, I don't understand. It's still broad light outside. What Shaykhs does that have to do with Shabbos? What Shaykhs does that have to do with Yom Kippur? They're already starting to fast. So therefore, the Rabban says, I agree with the Rabban Tam. The Shki is not until 58 and a half minutes later. So Tosefes is a little before that. It's dark already, right? The sun's down. It's not completely down.
The Ramban.
So the Ramban says, therefore, I agree with the Rabban Tam. So therefore, according to them, Tosefes is down there. Again, according to us, before Shkia. I want to throw out a third sheet over here. This is the sheet of the Yerayim.
Who is that?
Yerayim was one of the Rishayim. His name was Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. He's one of the Baal HaTosfos. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. And he wrote a Sefer Yerayim. He learns that Bein HaShemashis is before what we call Shkia. Meaning 15 minutes before what we call Shkia.
Wow, the sun's clearly in the sky.
What?
The sun is clearly in the sky.
That's right.
What's he saying?
That's part of the discussion. See, he says, once it's Shkia, that's for sure night. The sun's down. There's no Ben Shmashes. So he says, Ben Shmashes, the Lashon, he learns, the Lashon of Ben HaShmashes is Kadma, before. So I want to tell you something. So some learn that the minig Yushlayim, Shkoyach, some learn that the minig Yushlayim of 40 minutes comes from this Yerayim. That's what some want to say. Listen to the Cheshbon. You'll like this. That some want to learn the Cheshbon 40 minutes is that since according to the Yerayim, Bein HaShmasha is 15-20 minutes before Shkia, and according to Mishbura, Tei Sefer Shabbos is 20 minutes, so you have 20 minutes, 20 or just 40. So what's interesting is, a good point, it goes like this. You listen to this interesting point. Everyone agrees, the Goyim and the Rebbein Tam, everyone agrees that in the morning, Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before Netzach Ham. But the Goyim held that Laila is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So Zog the Vilna Goyim, I have a Mefurja Medrash. The Medrash says that it always takes longer for the king to get into the city than to get out of the city. Right, to get in the city, everyone's waiting for him, going out to greet him. It takes much longer for him to get in the city than to get out. When it's time to leave, right? Zag is in. Hand off.
So
that's why the day takes 72 minutes to get in. Now, what's early Shabbos? What's early Shabbos? Early Shabbos is, thank you. Early Shabbos is that from Plag HaMincha, which is around hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, you could already accept Shabbos. So for us, Shkia is at 5 o'clock, hour and 15 minutes before that, you could already start accepting Shabbos. And that's early Shabbos. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, comes out to around 3 minutes before what we call Shkia. So how could they daven early? How could they make Shabbos early? So there's a Levush. The Levush says that the whole halacha of Rabbeinu Tam is only for mitzvahs. Full of Shafer. But for Zmanim, that they agreed to us. It's interesting, okay.
Well, they're holding both shitas of
they get the best of both worlds. You can either start Shabbos hour and a half late, or
that's right.
I think God gave.
We can't do that.
No. We're not, like we said, it's accepted not to do it down there.
No, the Rabbeinu Tam of these days is no longer the real Rabbeinu Tam.
That's weird.
No, I'm saying very few of them.
I think God gave the Chumim insight. God gave the Chumim insight. He knew showers would be invented. You can shower anytime before Shabbos. But after Shabbos, you want to shower as soon as possible.
No, but you should just know. Listen to what I said. I want to tell you a rule. When it comes to starting Shabbos, we can be more makel than when it comes to ending Shabbos. Why? Because before Shabbos starts, we're becheskes hefer, weekday. So you need to be mechadish to me that it's us, sir. As opposed to end of Shabbos, it's already Shabbos. So you need to be mechash to me that it's mutter, that's much harder. So therefore, when it comes to the beginning of Shabbos, there may be certain kulas in this manner. But to end Shabbos, we can be more machmer. But don't worry, you'll get your shower.
So Rabbeinu Tam himself, like if I went back in time, like I'd be keeping Shabbos, Rabbeinu Tam could be like smoking a cigarette still, and I'd be like, what's going on?
Right.
Yeah, but you have to, if you take keep that one, you have to wait till the Shabbos ends.
Okay, but it would be like night.
You can't take both cool,
right? Rabbeinu Tam is smoking a cigarette.
Rabbi,
hash this, yeah. Rabbi, people don't hold this straight for us. I mentioned before, Moshe had a different
cashmere.
Moshe had a cashmere that's different in different places based on 16.1 degrees for the sun below the... Rabbi,
wait,
what
happened?
Well, it's time difficult. There's no ups and downs at certain times of the year. Right? What happens when you go to a place? Let me ask something. Let's answer a question. Going out of space. You go out of space.
Is it legal?
Is it tyradik or not? That's a good question, right? Is it tyradik or not? What do you say?
Hashkafically or halachically, Rabbi?
I really want to go the way.
Can I go?
Both. What would you say halachically and what would you say hashkafically?
Hashkafically for sure.
Why not?
What does humans down on earth?
Explore the world.
It's
not the world.
It's not the world,
Rabbi. The universe. Okay.
Let's say it's tyradik.
Let me ask you something. How about this?
I can't keep it.
The pasuk said, oh, could you keep Torah out there? Is it possible that you go to the mountain?
How do you do beer when you're on the moon?
No.
What?
How do you do anything on the moon?
You see the sun.
Yaakov.
No, so you wouldn't do it because there's no hiskachos, because the moon's like always there when you're on the moon. That's what I heard.
So there you go.
Wait. The place in the world that the sun never rises. Are you allowed to go there?
Are you allowed to?
Are you?
So the mice. Okay. So it says, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, Va'arez Nasan Levnei Adam. What does that mean? The Shemayim is reserved for Hashem, and the Aretz is for people.
What is
Shemayim? So the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer says that Shemayim includes the Shemesh and the Yireah. So then who say you're allowed to go up there?
What does that mean?
We say Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem. So the Rambam says the sun and the moon are part of the Shemayim.
Oh yeah.
So maybe we have no right to go up there. No Jew ever made it up there.
He didn't make it up.
He didn't make it
before they reached.
Oh, maybe that's right.
That's what people say.
The Ramon crater.
Rabbi, before I go up there, I'll ask Rabbi.
No, so the evidence is there's a medrash in the parasha 2 weeks ago that says that David HaMelech was inspired to Hashem. That even though it says Shemayim Shemayim Hashem is the son of an Adam, but once he gave us the Torah, so then already we could go up to Shemayim. I've got the Zaglashim.
Rabbi, the Dar Amav, the Dar Father, Rabbi.
Medrash Tanchuma.
We can't find a plane either.
Right there.
No, it's not true, because they want to go to space. They want to rush up to God.
Rafa.
Rabbi, what about the Dar Father?
Rafa Normani.
Rabbi, what about the Dar Father? Rafa. The whole thing they want to do is fly to God, same concept.
There's a medrash that wasn't rocket ship.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The main question,
they got destroyed before it ever worked.
It's going to be a rocket ship.
120?
Yeah, you can do it.
What do you say about this? In Brisk, they're knowing 90 minutes, and some people are knowing 120. Because there's a machlaikis. Listen to this. There's a machlaikis. How long is a mil? What's a mil? A person can walk 12 mils a day. What's a mil? So one sheet is 18 minutes, one sheet is 22 and a half minutes, and one sheet is 24 minutes. The Gemara says that the difference between Shkia and Seitzik Chavim is 4 milin. So 4 times 18 is 72. 4 times 22 and a half is 90. 4 times 24 is 120.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're still talking about space.
Yeah, let's hear.
Isn't there halacha that you can't be near, you're near a place that's doubtful, but you're not, the place that you're in,
There's no shul. There's no davening going on. So you daven at the time at that place near you would daven, right?
Yeah, but you're not anywhere near anywhere.
No, whatever things, whatever place you're facing.
You're looking at
where you're facing.
I like
Earth. So you're in like you're in your space.
So I'm facing America. Earth shows day night. Where am I?
On average, you average it out.
Rabbi.
Shul space.
Depending on the roads.
But when we come there to Israel, I'll be able to keep it. Like, I keep sending it to America. I keep the regular smile here.
Day for like
what's
10 days.
That whole thing? Like, what's
you missed
the...
They got
over there, they're confused by the Shabbos. Like, they're going them.
What?
It's over here, they're negating, like, the other sheet that they're going them.
In America or not?
They're negating the main town.
What about a Chabad space?
Makes sense. Cool. They haven't made it yet, so let's see that.
They have one in Greece.
There's no one to be Mekar. There's no one to be Mekar. Where are they going to be Mekar? The Martians?
Yuri
Gagarin.
No. Okay, so let's go on to another question. Which one do we do? Host gifts we did?
Yeah, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do the champagne bottle thing? Does everybody know what that is? On top of a lot of champagne bottles, there's a wire thing.
Yeah, I don't see why it should be us to take up that wire. That wire should be fine. The wire that's on the champagne which is twisted.
Is it my house?
Also, that
issue.
Oh, Rabbi knows Rabbi Blockman?
Yes.
So I'm in his house, and he wanted to show how you can do things on Shabbos that people wouldn't, people that don't know how Shabbos went, and so I know. So he had a bottle there that was like one of those twisted champagnes.
Right.
He goes, he gets a pair of pliers, comes back, and he starts snapping the wires. He takes it off. And he goes,
sure,
and yeah. Like, wires breaking metal Shabbos? Right?
Well,
but then some people said, you're untying? Is that an issue? That's okay.
No, there's something about if you twist it, that's called Paisop Silice. Rambam says if you take two ropes and you twist it and make it into a thicker rope, that's a problem. So some people don't want to take
twisties.
No, kosher, it's nutty.
Right, and this
I
is not considered
enough.
Nah. What do I do if I'm on a shirt on and I don't want to shower with this?
Kate knew.
The best thing is to do it.
This
is a pack call. It's not like Rebbe, this container to open on Shabbos would not be a problem.
Rebbe, what's wrong topic? What does Rebbe hold the opening bottles and everything?
Yeah. Like, so I'll show you.
Guys, it's about opening bottles.
But I can't explain the lumdus to it, but I'll tell you the point. A bottle like this, where... right, close the Coke bottle, bring here. I want to show you the difference.
Close the bottle.
About like this, where the ring is all one piece, but the ring is thinner than the cover itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be much more
thinner.
Okay, you see, it gets thinner.
Yeah.
This ring is thinner than the up.
Yeah, sure.
As
okay.
Opposed to over here.
We open bottles on Shabbos.
No, Chatzchil or Moshe and Mech Shabbos, and everyone said Chatzchil should do before, like cut it open. But he did not. So now
no,
the eighth is if you open it, it's best to open. Now, if you open on Shabbos and you take the cover and you throw it away, it's also mutter. Suggestion, collect bottle covers and then on Shabbos you can open and throw away and use one of the other covers.
Can you save the one from that week for the next, like?
Could you,
no, you have
could
to
you
throw it away.
No, the whole point is you're creating a lead.
No, because then, as soon as you're using it as a cover, that's a problem.
That's a cleat.
So throw it away.
Plastic can be a cleat.
It is. It's used as a cover.
Right.
It's
what about
a covering something.
It's only one use.
In Hilchus Tumah may not be Mekabel Tumah, but it's still
a lot. What about cans?
A can or Shleim Zamenhav that's fine to open.
You have to poke it or whatever, like that some people do.
You
have to poke a hole in it first to make it so that it can't be a clear.
Okay.
You have to pour it out all into a cup right away in the can, is that true?
No.
What's the difference between the
cover? Even if it's a cover, you have to peel the water, you can open the bottles on Shabbos, they have to smell like the cover.
The other one's not metal?
No, the other
one's
thinner.
It's
a huge discrepancy.
It goes straight there.
No.
You'll see the water bottles. You can see it better on the... Yeah. You'll see on the water bottles, it's very nicky. You'll see
so
that's
said
what
we should do it before Shabbos.
If you could, you should do it before Shabbos. If you open on Shabbos, the next best day is throw out the cover. If you can't do that, so then it depends on the bottle.
What if you're at like a yeshiva meal where you know the bottle is getting finished?
So then just throw the cover out.
So it's going to get thrown out.
You have to throw it out right away. So then either you open it for, or if it's like, you'll see on the water bottle, you'll cut what I mean.
Yeah.
If it's thinner, then you can open it. If not, then...
Well, let's say you don't just that, exactly yeah. connect it. Well, just leave it on.
If not, then what?
If you don't connect the bottom on top, really.
Prepare covers before shopping.
Really, you're showing them how the glue is turned.
What?
You're showing them the opening.
Everyone held it the best thing since before. But if you didn't, and it's a thinner thing, then.
How about Israeli grape juice?
I have to see it. I think it's straight down.
Can you to open it?
What about metal caps?
Same rule.
Same rule?
What's that? The milk bag.
What? The milk bags. Okay, milk bags, the way Rav Shlomo held was that you shouldn't make a nice opening. So either you make a very, it has to be annoying. So either make a very small opening or a very large one.
Like the biggest opening of all time, or like the tiniest opening, or like two different holes.
Right, so that's what you're supposed to do on Shabbos, not during the weekday. You do it during the weekday, you lose that Hetzer on Shabbos.
Can you ask somebody else to open it?
I assume if you use like a knife, just like punch
if
the
you hold it awesome, you didn't, you can't.
No? So if it's closed and I not open it.
Depends if you're machmir or you hold him in din. Depends if you're holding him in din or Moshe has a
joint hole.
He's not so keen about it, but if you know that.
So what should I do?
My father doesn't open bottles at all.
So then you shouldn't either. It's a good idea. Ramesha writes in Shuva that even when you have a heter, you should not do it in front of the women or children.
Really?
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm just telling you what Rabbi Shah writes. Just showing you how bad he goes.
Rabbi, can we go back to Spahn for a second?
To which one? Yeah.
That's it, you're going to Hawaii. What's the story with that shop?
Are you going to Hawaii?
Oh, South Africa doesn't get the color.
Negate questions.
Oh.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's
when you're going in.
When do you go to space?
That's the Oreos?
For all these people in America, some of our families are doing this.
Okay, it's actually different than Hawaii.
The Shabbos, you have to do the chumras. Friday Shabbos, yeah. You have to do the chumras with the rices. If you look in the Star K website, they have a list of all the rices that. They have to be careful of that. Don't try driving with a shinoi. Someone did it. So went flying off a cliff.
People who hold us holy mutters open bottles on Shabbos, are they allowed to put the cap on the side and close it back when they're done?
If they hold this mutter, they could.
Anyone holds a mutter,
but you're not allowed to ask.
Okay, that's all. It's back cleaning. Okay, so it's back
cleaning. Caps thicker, people hold holy mutter?
What?
People hold holy mutter, do you have the caps thicker?
Yeah.
No matter what mutter comes from them?
No. Only if the ring is thinner or looks different.
What if the ring is thicker? Let's say the ring is exactly the same.
Then Rav Shlomo
Zalman holds it. You know what I'm saying to them?
Oh, there are people that hold it. Rav Shlomo
Zalman holds it. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it.
Because it gets thinner.
No, it's half K.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So spa cleaning, if you have a spill, if there's a little bit of dirt, all.
Okay, it's really a big arichas, but let's try. Spa cleaning. It's like this. One of the malachas is malabin. Malabin. Now, there's three parts to malabin. Keep this in mind. The soaking. Do we ever watch your washing machine? First, the water comes in and soaks the clothing. And why is it soaking? Why is the water just soaking the clothing? Let me give me a chance. It's because it loosens up the dirt that's in there. That's right. When the bege gets wet and soaked, it loosens up the dirt that's inside. The next step is the spin cycle, which is spinning the clothing, which is rubbing the water around within the baguette. And then you have the rinse cycle, which is wringing out the water. After you loosen everything up and got everything moving, then I can wring it out so all the dirt will just come out with the water. Right? Those are the three steps. And those are the three steps in Mechalachas Malabi. And each one of these steps are asa by itself. Therefore, for me to take water and put it onto my baguette, even if it's a clean baguette, is not allowed.
Even if you don't dab it, the
raisa? Even if I don't dab, just soaking it alone is usr.
The raisa?
Yeah, malabin. It's bottom malachas malabin. So now, if it's dirty to put water on it, I'm not allowed to do that.
Is that any action or rubbing?
Not any rubbing.
What about rubbing with your finger?
It doesn't make a difference. I'm talking about if you put water on it, you can't put water on it.
Let's say some beggars that need to get wet. Does that make any difference at all?
Nope. That may help you with schita. But right now, one second. However, there's a heter. If it's being done derech lichloch, listen carefully. You can miss a prat, you can come wrong. It's a big malacha. It's a complicated one also. There's something called derech lichloch. Let's say the water I'm using is dirty water. Let's say water spilled on the floor. And now I want to put a shmata on the floor to wipe it off. So then that's not a problem, even though I'm making the baguette wet. Why not? Because that's not called washing it with dirty water. Why am I allowed to dry my hands on a towel? I'm making the towel wet because the water on my hand is dirty. That's not mechabes, that's not washing. So if it's derech lichluch, it will be mutter. That's why I could dry my hands on a towel. However, there's another chashash that we're worried about, that if you're going to make the baguette wet, you might come to squeeze the water out. So therefore, when cleaning up a mess on the floor, I need to use a type of shmata or cloth that I don't care about. Can I use my jacket to clean up the mess? No, because then you might come to squeeze it out, because you're going to say, the one thing, my jacket's all wet. So then you might come to squeeze it out. Something which you don't wear, especially something that's made to clean messes, that you can use to clean the mess. So again, getting that shmata wet, why is it permitted? Is because it's called derech lichluch. It's not cleaning, it's making it dirty. Am I worried that someone's going to come to squeeze it? No. Now, I do need to be careful. And when I pick up that wet shmata, if it's very, very saturated, if it's really wet, I have to be careful, because as soon as I grab onto it, I'm squeezing water out. That's the issue. So if it's really so wet, I have to slip something out underneath it and lift it up like this and bring it to the pail and throw it in there. It's not so wet, so then I can lift it up lightly and bring it to where it has to go. But I have to be careful they don't squeeze. And since it's a shmata, we're not worried that you can squeeze it without thinking. And so that's cleaning up a mess.
What if it's a liquid mess, like you have your table and someone spills a bottle of wine? You want to throw a towel on top?
Same idea. You have to use something which you don't care about, that it gets wet, like a towel, a shmata, whatever it may be. Then you have to be careful from schita afterwards.
And is there any problem with wiping it up when it's if it's liquid mess on wood?
So you have to be careful not to squeeze.
As long as you're not
moving
squeezing
it around, but you can't squeeze.
Really? Yeah. Do you purposely wear a dirty raincoat outside so the rain washes it off?
The answer is yes, but you're going off topic. No, maybe I'll get to you. One second.
Write it down and give it to me on next week's list.
Now I'm talking about where you're making it wet. You're making it wet. What happens if my jacket gets dusty? So now, water, if you have it, the water, when you wet a baguette material, when you wet material, what happens is the water gets absorbed into the material. Not that the water is now between the threads. The water is in the threads, right? The threads themselves are soaked with water.
Storm system fabric.
So you're squeezing out the water from within, from where it's absorbed into. Now, if let's say I have dust, right? This happens. Someone kicked me with their foot, or I got dusty. So the dust that's on the surface of the baguette, that's not a problem. So if you want, you can go from the back of the baguette, go just a little, but get off the dust that's on the surface. But what about the dust that got absorbed into the baguette? So even though it's not in the thread itself, it's like absorbed in between the threads, but to remove the dirt that's in the baguette, they're not allowed to. The dust.
For example, if let's say someone were to do this, this would be considered dust. If somebody,
yeah,
somebody
if you
were
stepped
happy,
on your jacket, mm-hmm. if you, or I'll tell you a story that happened. There was a rabbi coming from the top of Malchi Yisrael, going to Meisharim to give a drasha. And somehow he tripped and he fell down, and now his hole is dirty. So if he wanted, he could just remove the dirt that's on the surface, but he still
but
looks...
Doing what type of movement?
Mm-hmm. Very careful. No. No banging, just moving. But you can't remove the dirt that's absorbed in. So what did he do? So Ger Beis Medrash is up there. Ger Beis Medrash, if you ever went there. So, exactly. So if you get into that line after that in Sega Chavez, you don't have to walk, you'll be carried in the air because they run. They run around and they just like move around and you get pushed around.
A human washroom?
I've been there.
So you got up for Brangin, you're good.
So you go there. So the guy went in there. He got into the mess. And then he walked out. He came out with a clean. He didn't even have to rub himself.
Dry clean.
He didn't have to rub himself.
Get dry clean.
Next time I go there, I could go in this bathroom.
That was your answer. Get into bed. Get into bed to read with your frock. Get into bed to read a storybook, and then you're in bed. You're not doing anything.
Next time by the road.
You can't do it. Even though you have in your mind to do this.
True, but it's not the malach of labing to get in online and get rubbed around.
Right, that's how you get like
you get rained on purpose to clean it.
Well, it's fine. It's very good. Derech Agav, and it's fine. It's not
part
of Derech Agav. It's not Derech Agav.
Don't get like
chumash.
You get chumash.
Oh, that's what Rabbi.
No, you have to be careful. While it's flakes of snow, then okay. As soon as it starts melting and going into it, then you can't do it.
No, right, what if it's like a plastic raincoat or something that's not going to absorb it?
So now, okay, so what about any time I have a plastic tablecloth, I have a leather patch?
No, leather absorbs.
Depends which leather. Real leather.
Patent leather does.
Okay, depends which leather. But let's say you have leather that doesn't absorb, or you have plastic, or leather, let's say shoes sometimes.
Or storm system fabric.
So then there's no issa making it wet. I can pour water on the plastic tablecloth, but there's still issa of what's called shifshu. To scrub the tablecloth, I can't do. So what I can do is, Ramesh says, pour the water on the plastic tablecloth, move it around with your hand until the dirt loosens up, then take your shmata and wipe it up.
Wait, do what? I'm sorry?
And I have a plastic or leather tablecloth that doesn't absorb,
right.
So I'm allowed to pour water on it, because it doesn't get absorbed. Move around the water with your hand to loosen up the dirt, and then take a shmata, like we said before, wipe it up carefully without doing schita. Okay.
Wait, what about let's say you get like some kind of dip, like hummus or anything, and after a while, or maybe even chillin', and it hardens on your shoe, and could you just like
peel it? No, you're gonna pull it from the inside.
Okay. What's it? Okay, so far we spoke.
It absorbs a little bit. I'm saying.
One second. We're gonna get to that. So far we discussed if your baggy gets wet, or if it gets dusty. What about if chullin falls on it and just starts to dry on your clothing? Or mud? So mud, let's talk about separately. So here the Mishbur says, I could peel off the potato or the kugel or whatever that got stuck to my bacon, but I have to leave a stain. It has to look still like it's stained. I can't clean
let's
it completely.
So let's say it's like a plain, like a clean.
What if you're wearing a leopard print jacket that already has spots all over
it? Let's say you got it on Travis night. Travis day, it's already mamish, hard as a rocket.
So I can take it off, okay, but
without a stain.
Very popular.
Usually will leave something.
If it didn't have a stain.
If it's not going to leave a stain, then it's not in the bag yet. Then it's not a problem.
Then not a problem at all.
But if it's in the bag, you can get rid of it, but you have to leave some.
What
you think, a napkin? You can take it off, but not to rub it out.
What if the stain's unnoticeable? Like a leopard print is very popular right now.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. You go to any store, you see a million of them with leopard print jackets.
I'm saying you're right. It's not
noticeable. One more spot's not making a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be noticeable. Just you didn't clean the bag. You're going to have to wash it.
How is it not clean?
How do you know what the woman wore?
Because I go to shul. What about you?
No, I was funny looking at the suit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, mud has another shayla. Mud chunks together. If I scrape the mud off and it's dry, I might even take it. This is an interesting fish by itself. Also, taken is grinding. Grinding anything which just grows on the ground. So
mud doesn't grow.
So that it is the ground itself. It's even short, better than.
The
I think so.
But
that's what it says. Mud. Yeah, shoes also. You have laces and you have sometimes stitchings, which could be material.
So what happens? Someone walks through, like, I don't know, you have a kid goes out and plays in the mud. His laces get muddy. When you pull the lace, like, you're going to see, like, the dust of the mud, like, as it falls off, it's going to puff out, like, the dust.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
You want to take a paper towel, could have your shoes in the mud or no?
Sure, basically, you can't take anything off anyway.
Yeah, you can.
Why we said planting?
It's the opposite of what we've been saying.
Right, we said planting.
Rebbe,
yeah.
My shoes are muddy. Can I take a paper towel and wipe it off?
Again, no, yeah. You could wipe it off, but it should still remain some.
Can you step in a puddle?
You can walk through a puddle.
You can't scrub it hard, no? Well, don't scrub it, little Mark Murphy. You could do it.
Without water, though.
Why do you want to?
Maybe there's a water in the puddle, man.
Why? Because I wanted to see the rest.
Maybe it's upside now. Along the purpose. The rain is raining there anyway.
Yeah, but now what's in there?
Yeah, I'm going like this to be sure that.
Now they're doing with pressure.
So there's a lot of these molecules are not dependent on
the right. Some are, some are not. You have to learn each one.
Right. Some are, okay.
Now.
That's what they're speaking for.
The question is if we should go through the melachas, pick different melachas each week rather than just random questions. Because like
is it better for next week? Is it better for Abby?
No, you don't.
So what melacha would you
Abby, pick a melacha.
What melacha has the most
radical
seidas?
Shkita.
No,
Rabbi's an expert.
Shkita, you take a knife to your friend, you cut him.
Already borrowed.
The bigger problem.
No, actually, I wanted to do one.
So can we just skip to the last question real quick?
Yeah. Why can't I build a raft?
As a father,
can you build a what?
The problem. Every single thing on the shop is here. Oh, you might come to build a raft. Why can't I build a raft?
Makom Patish, they say.
Are you serious?
I built a burger.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Building raft.
Why is it not straight bone?
Bone is only something if you build the entire structure.
Inflatable raft.
Balls. Inflatable
would be Makom. What's the real reason you think you swim in?
Could use an inflatable
raft.
Either because you might come to do skita. Or you might come to build a raft, or because you're not a watch show about it.
I don't even have
the majority of
the raft.
What do you mean?
Hello, you just.
Actually, Rebbe, can we build all the noodles?
I see you build a raft.
A flotation device.